This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in here in the 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Somebody asked me on the text line, so is Lamar going to be suspended for pushing the NFL fan?
No, he shouldn't be. He was pushed first. He retaliated. You made a great analogy, and I wanted to follow up on that. If somebody walks into your house, you have the ability to do whatever you want to that person. That's trespassing. Yeah, I look at the football field as the house. You come into that house, you start messing with the players. Sorry, pal. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. You ventured in, you tried to start stuff, and now we're going to finish it. That's just kind of the way it works.
We'll have Dan Hughes coming up in just a little bit as well. Plus, don't forget, at the end of this segment, we will have the Hy-Vee Name That Player, where, Bob, what can happen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You could win, and I should not say win, but you could get registered to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card all week long, every day this week at about 7 o'clock. We're going to play a play. If you know that player, be caller number 5. My man Jake from Aspen tried to call in yesterday. He was caller number 4, he said, and he got the opportunity to be 4 and talk to Mac. If you're 5, you win. You name that player, you qualify. Each day we'll have a qualifier. At the end of the week, one of the 5 qualifiers will win a $500 gift card from our friends over at Hy-Vee, and a perfect time to get that with football season here and them being, you know, all the Chiefs gear you need, all your Chiefs cookies and cupcakes and all that great stuff over at Hy-Vee. Get it today.
You said Jake from Aspen?
Yeah.
You're going to, like, see when your grass starts to fizzle away in the winter, it's just going to say in bleach, collar number 4 in your front yard.
Yeah, it will.
Gotcha, Fesco.
Those guys were great yesterday. They had 4 guys out to seed, vertica, aerate the yard. Nice. It took them, like, 5 minutes. I was amazed. I was like, this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen take place. I mean, they're just mowing the stuff all over and throwing in seed. I'm like, these guys are awesome, man. So, Jake, maybe you'll be caller number 5 today.
Am I fair to say that the Worthy injury reminds me all too well of the Eric Berry stuff back in the day?
Well, I see what
you're
saying.
Attitude, yeah. Not player, but the way that they were like, it's day-to-day.
Right.
Or it's now day-by-day, I guess they've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's better than hearing week-to-week. I don't really know anymore what sounds better, what sounds worse. I know I was listening to Nick Wright yesterday. He's like, yeah, day-by-day sounds better than week-by-week because at least you know it could be like randomly. And I saw Mac this morning. We'll watch it next week. I'll be like, Worthy's on the practice field taking reps with the trainers. He's still questionable for Sunday. Get to Friday. Worthy's out. And the next week, it's
right.
Like, Worthy's running routes, practicing on limited participation. Worthy's out. And then it's just an over cycle. And that's why I feel like the Eric Berry stuff.
Yeah,
was.
No, and I think there's a little kind of truth to that where you think he's going to play, you get excited about him playing, and then Sunday comes and he doesn't play. But Eric was different, though. Eric beat cancer and all that kind of stuff and was at the tail end of his career. I understand what you're saying, though. You know, like, you think he's going to be there. Like, you'd rather have this guy put on the IL and be gone for, you know,
I'm just terrified.
2 months of, instead of talking about this every day. Cause I'm kind of there too. Like, we know he's hurt. We don't need to break down his injury every day.
I'm just terrified if they do try to bring him back this season. So he misses, let's say he misses 3 weeks and then he comes back in week 5, catches the ball over the middle, gets hit, comes up. He's like, oh my gosh. So then you're 4 weeks behind the gun of bringing Xavier Worthy into under the, if he does need it. Again, I don't know like what the severity is. They like, again, yes, we're going off day by day.
If he needed surgery, though, Dusty, I think he would be under the knife, like yesterday or today, getting that thing taken care of and getting it looked at. Now, maybe a second opinion comes back with something different, but the way that I read it yesterday is that Andy Reid's like, yeah, he doesn't need surgery. It's up to him now whether he wants to play, right?
Who do you think plays first, Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy?
Oh, I'm going to go Worthy right now. Okay, I'm going to say, Worthy.
He'll be back in 5 weeks.
Worthy or Rice?
That means Rice. Rice is back in 5. That means Worthy will be back in 4.
Yeah, 4 or less. Like, they didn't IL him. They didn't have surgery. They didn't shut him down. They literally said day to day. Again, this is what we're going off of yesterday. Now, maybe he wakes up this morning and something changes. That's always possible. But he said day to day. He's going day to day on this one. And so I have to believe what Andy's telling us about this guy being day to day. Because if he is injured and he does need surgery, they usually don't wait around on this kind of stuff. They usually get these guys under the knife and let's go so we can get you back sooner rather than later. So I'm going to say Worthy at this point.
Mac, Worthy or Rice? Who plays first?
Yeah, I got to go with Bob. Because they haven't done IR, because we've heard what we heard yesterday, I have to just go off of what I have.
Right, yeah.
And the Twitter doctors have seemed fairly positive if they elected not for surgery.
Oh, they have all the quacks out there that portray themselves as injury docs.
We're going off a bunch of BS, man. We're just taking it for what it is. So 2 to 3 weeks, I'll go.
Yeah, so I just kind of think that's where I am right now with this situation because that's what happens. If it's torn, they probably would have already been in there or at least have it scheduled. Like, he's going to have surgery on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they haven't done that yet lends me to have some hope, if you will, that it's not as bad as everybody thinks or thought when that happened, I guess. Because you said the Twitter docs don't think it's bad.
No, they're good.
Twitter doctors don't think it's 2 to 3 weeks if they elect no surgery.
Okay.
That one guy named Barry, he seems to be a good doctor. Rhymes with doctor. Mac, let the people get a chance to be registered for a Hy-Vee gift card.
10th play of the Chiefs drive is 1st and 10 after the penalty at the Raven 19 near hash. Mahomes to throw against a 4-man rush. Fires it near side to comes back to the ball and hauls it in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes absolutely took duct tape and just wrapped the ball around the waist of for a 19-yard touchdown.
Yeah, all right, be caller number five right now to 913-586-7965 and name that Chief. Every weekday this week, that'll be your cue to call and take a shot at guessing the mystery Kansas City Chiefs player on air. Get it right, and you'll be in the running to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card, perfect for loading up on groceries, tailgating supplies, and all of your game day essentials, brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Coming up next, Danny Hughes in one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Dinan Hughes time on Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We go out to Danon Hughes. Danon, what was the first thought that went through your head after that loss?
That it's a long season and we'll be okay. I thought the Chargers played, I don't know what their best game is, but probably on a scale of 1 to 10, they played an 8 at least, based on what you thought going into the season. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we did not. So they played their best, and we played definitely not our best and probably on the lower tier of that. And we still had an opportunity with some discipline at the end by Chris Jones. Maybe we would have had an opportunity to get the ball back and drive down the field. I looked at the overall games of the entire weekend. So you had 16 games this weekend. Only 4 of them were not down to 1 score win. So that just tells you about the parity. It's early in the season. But, you know, I thought there was definitely some positives that you can take away from that game. But if we have an in-divisional rival that we play in Brazil on opening weekend, they play their best football. We don't. And we lose by 6 points. Not that there's moral victories, but there's a lot of football left, and I'm good with it.
Yeah, and I like the way you kind of put that in perspective, Dan, and I think that kind of calms everybody down a little bit and realizes, yeah, they played their best and won by 6. We played our worst and had an opportunity really to win that game. Let's talk crossing routes. Why are they such an issue for this organization? And I'm obviously talking about the Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce collision that took place the other night.
So here's the thing, and when you listen to the games, and hopefully all the listeners now are listening to the games, Mutual TVs, listen to us, 96.5 The Fan during the games, and even the pregame show with Josh Klingler and I, there's a lot of times we break down those types of plays. And first of all, the crossing route is the toughest route to guard, mainly especially with man-to-man coverage, and here's why. Because you are guarding the width of the field. So if a guy lines up on an opposite numbers or inside the numbers, now you have to guard 40-something yards across the field, through traffic, bumping into linebackers, et cetera. And those are the shorter routes, so the quarterback can take as much time because he can hit you in the first five yards of your route. He can hit you 15 yards across the field. He can hit you 20 yards across the field. If he breaks containment, then you might be able to escape down the sideline. So you got a lot of real estate that you're covering as a corner while you're trying to run through traffic. Now, for Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy, what we like to do is we like to run those same kind of shallow crossing routes, but we like to utilize a pick in the middle of the field. And Travis was responsible for being the pick guy, so he runs to a spot. Xavier Worthy is supposed to run underneath him, and then hopefully because of the guy who's guarding Travis and the guy who's guarding Xavier, they will bump into each other, and now you have an escape route where you take a 5-yard pass and now becomes a 20, 30-yard pass when necessary. There's a lot of traffic in there, and a good defense. I said all that about the offensive side and what's the responsibilities of the offensive side. the defense side is, just like in basketball, what do you see people try to do? They try to move the picker into his own player. So if Travis is running a pick route and they know that based on film, and I know I'm giving a lot of information here. It's early in the morning, my bad. Mm-hmm. But the what is the defense going to do? He's going to try to make Travis run his route as shallow as possible so that there's no room for Xavier to run his route. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And that's exactly what happens. So just like basketball, what Travis has to do is not allow the defense to dictate his depth. Still get to his spot, and then Xavier has to do a good job of avoiding all the traffic. And it's just one play that didn't work out like it was supposed to, like it was drawn up, and hopefully Xavier will be able to bounce back from the injury quickly.
Right. Danny, you played that position as a wide receiver in the NFL, and yesterday's news conference, we hear that he's going to be day by day with the shoulder injury, kind of basically as Bob described earlier this morning, is like it's a pain tolerance injury, but it scares me because of the position that he plays, right? Like, I just feel like one hit and we're right back to square one, or, you know, goes up and gets a pass and then comes down and lands in that, you know, the horrific way they land, like on the side of their shoulder. What do you see from this perspective of being day by day or a pain tolerance type of thing, knowing that position and knowing Xavier Worthy?
The only concern that I have for Xavier Worthy and that day-to-day injury is because he's not a bulky guy. He's not a big receiver. He's not Juju Smith-Schuster. He's not DeAndre Hopkins. He's not the bigger, even Rashee Rice. So you kind of wonder about the fragility of it. But the pain tolerance itself, I played with two subluxating shoulders. And for all the medical people out there that know that, if you remember, now I'm really dating myself, remember in Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson?
Yeah, ribs,
when his shoulder popped out.
Uh-huh.
And he would hit it on the wall and pop it back in. That's because his shoulder was subluxating. That means it would pop in and out on a random. It doesn't matter if you hit somebody, it doesn't matter if you just made a quick movement, that's what can happen. I played with that. There were times where I had to like labor to actually lift my right arm above my head while I was running a route, and to get a ball that was thrown over my head that I had to like scream to myself just to pull my arm up above my head.
How painful is that?
And it's painful, but it's manageable.
Okay.
And the game is, I mean, that's how it is. Obviously, you know, the game is about managing pain at this point, even though it's just after week one. Yeah. So I feel like it's just going to be up to him is how much he can manage and weather the storm. And the main thing for him, and this is a key for a guy like him with his speed, he cannot have an injury that negates his speed. The reason why he's on the field is because he runs a 4-2-1, whether it's a twisted ankle, whether it's a stubbed toe, whether it's a shoulder injury. What he's needed to be on the field is that 4-2-1 speed. So the concern to me probably should be less about the durability of the shoulder and more about, is he going to be the Xavier Worthy that we drafted and we needed, that had an outstanding season and 9 touchdowns last year? Is he going to be that player on the field with the day-to-days?
What would you do if you were him?
Grab it up and play.
Okay.
That's what I did when I played. I mean, I never missed a game because of it. So to me, there's contraptions that you can put on your shoulder. We've seen that. I think it was Nick Bolton, or one of the linebackers had that where they had a contraption. Drew Tranquil, yeah, had a contraption on his shoulder underneath your pads, and it kind of holds things in place but doesn't limit your mobility to be able to make plays. So, you know, take a few Tylenol, some Advil, get it shot up, and go play.
What would you do differently this week, Dana, going into this game against Philadelphia? Obviously, we saw the Super Bowl. We saw the first game. Chiefs fans are getting a little nervous, if you will. What would you do differently if you're the Chiefs this week?
I just think that if we are patient, And Patrick, we saw some great exploits, and we know about how much of a magician he is, but I think there are times, especially when you go back and look at the film from the Super Bowl, there are times where although the Eagles got great pressure with their front four and did not have to blitz, which is uncommon in this game, there were times where I think Patrick exposed the offensive line a little bit more than they probably should have been. He could have stepped up in the pocket or retreated a little bit more and stayed patient with his feet in the pocket. He showed some of that also against the Chargers. Now, obviously, I'm not in a position to throw any kind of shade towards him, but I think that's the beauty of watching film and studying film is recognizing, you know what, there's just the little tweaks to the game that I can do better that might be better overall. So if we're able to show that kind of patience, and the Eagles come in, and then they realize, whoa, this is a different ball game. This is not the Super Bowl. We don't have the luxury of just a four-man rush getting to Patrick Mahomes. They may start blitzing, which means they're getting outside of the game that was successful for them, and then that opens the door up for big plays for us. So I think they're just patience and just recognizing who we are, what we can do, and not trying to feel like we got to get in a shootout or we have to keep our foot on the gas pedal the entire game because these are the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, we saw things get a little chippy on the own home field, not the home field, I guess you'd say, the Chiefs sideline. Did you ever have a moment like when you were a rookie or when you were a veteran and maybe it was an ugly game or somebody kept, you know, not doing their job where, you know, you had to get in that ass and, you know, kind of let them know like, hey, I love you, but I got to get stern with you, because we saw it with Travis and Juwan Taylor. And then we saw it at the end with Tranquil and Chris Jones.
Always.
Yeah.
It always happens. I think now because you have so many camera angles and, you know, you got, you know, social media and people freeze framing TVs and all that stuff. It's always happens. Arguments with coaches, arguments between players, going in the locker room at halftime, post game, all of those things happen on every single team. It doesn't mean that there's any kind of fracture. Doesn't mean there should be any concern. I would say on the flip side, I think you'd be concerned if there wasn't a guy calling out Chris Jones and there wasn't a guy getting in the face of each other. Like, that to me would be indicative of concern, because then you could make a question of, you know, do these guys even care? Do they even care about winning? Do they even care about each other? There's got to be accountability. And I've always said it as a player. I've said it when I was coaching. Like, I coached baseball for 11 years, and I used to tell the kids, if the only time we talk is when I make a mound trip, then there's a problem. Like, you guys can get together on the mound. You guys can get together in the dugout. You don't need me to do it all the time. And I feel like that's the same thing even at the NFL level. If we got issues and the only time it gets addressed is when the position coach pulls everybody together or Andy Reid calls a timeout, then that's more indicative of a fracture in the team than seeing some little spats here and there.
All right, Danen, before we let you get out of here, Juwan Taylor, look, I'm an apologist for the guy, but that was terrible the other night, right? I think he's a good football player when he does what he's supposed to do, but him not doing what he's supposed to do is getting in the way of him being a good football player. What do you do with Juwan Taylor?
I just think that you have to have a sit down. I mean, I've said this, I believe I said it last week, and I've said it on multiple occasions. The offensive line, I know the kicker gets a lot of flack because they can be perfect and all it takes is one missed kick and then everybody thinks, you know, there should be a kicking competition. But the offensive line position, to me, is right there, maybe 1 and 1A with a kicker in regards to scrutiny. You play an average of 65 plays a game. All it takes is two or three mistakes, and everybody's in an uproar. But in his case, it seems to be the same two or three mistakes, whether it's lining up or getting the jump. I actually thought that there was one, I want to say the last false start penalty, I thought it was a bad call. Sometimes he gets off the ball so quickly when Creed snaps the ball, and he gets off quicker than everybody else, that it looks like he's moving ahead of the snap. When if you get the slow-mo down, you'll see that he's actually moving at the snap. Now, I'm not saying all the time, and I'm not apologizing for the other times. I'm just saying he gets a bad rap but he's got to make the adjustment. Like, that's it. Like, we can make excuses. We can freeze frame. You can send tape over to the NFL and say, hey, stop calling him offsides because he's moving with the snap and everybody else is moving a little slower. We can do that until we're blue in the face. The fact is, if they're going to call it or if they're going to have eyes on him, then he's got to be able to make the adjustment. The game is a game of adjustments, and he's been a pro for a long time, but he's got to get it done.
Dana, last one. What do we do my job? I got to ask. You going to go get Tyreek Hill if you're the Chiefs?
I have no problem with going back and getting Tyreek Hill. I feel like, and we've said this every year, and it seems like we always hit a wall during the season, or there's question marks after the draft. And what do we say? And you guys have said it. In Brett Veach, we trust. Mm-hmm. Just because we lost one game, that can't go out the window. So if I'm going to say in Brett Veach, we trust in April when we're preparing for the draft, when we get around to the season, when we need to pick up a receiver like we did last year, and we went and got DeAndre Hopkins and we get to another Super Bowl. And I got to say, after one week and a couple of receivers down, in Brett Veach, we trust. And if he's able to swing that trade, then I'm going to trust it.
Okay. Dana, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys.
That's Dana Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Brought to you also by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Mac?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Can we do one word on Dane and Hughes? Because I want to say awesome.
It was good.
Like, that was freaking money, man.
Smart.
Everything that he had to say.
Educational.
Yeah.
Damn,
he
wise.
Was good. That was one of the best segments Dayton's done.
Calming.
Exactly.
Relieving.
I'm making my notes, and I'm looking at all the stuff that I want to get back to that he had to say. I wanted every Chiefs fan needs to hear that interview in its entirety. Can you tweet out that whole interview for every Chiefs fan that's, you know, a little upset today? Listen to Dayton. And the world is good.
Can you also go put up Bob's top on his car because it's going to rain?
Yeah, I got to go do that after the end. Gotcha. Just move fast through this. I got 52 minutes before
the rain.
One word,
smart. One word, educational. One word,
exactly.
Great.
Yeah. One word on last night. J.J. McCarthy, 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Vikings win 27-24 on what was an electric comeback.
Sleep. Because fourth quarter, man. Like, it was 17-6. He just had the grounding penalty. And I'm like, this is not really doing it for me. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And then I wake up, of course, 2 nights in a row, Bob. You got to stay for the whole game. J.J. McCarthy, though, was really, really good watching the highlights this morning and seeing what he was able to do and what Caleb Williams wasn't able to do. So sleep is my one word, but hell of a performance in the fourth quarter.
You'll be up late, really late, Monday night next week. A double header.
Oh, yeah.
Raiders Chargers get the nightcap, too.
Oh, God.
Got to do it.
It's too bad.
My one word for that game last night is duo. If Kevin O'Connell did it again, he's got a young one. He's had Kirk Cousins. And now he's got J.J. McCarthy. And if he can do it with J.J., and they can work this thing out, he did it with Sam Darnold as well. Those two guys, obviously later in their careers. Last night, J.J. McCarthy, they did something at halftime. They readjusted. Kevin O'Connell got into his head, just like Andy Reid. It reminded me a little bit, not a lot of, because the situation's not the same, but when the Patriots played the Chiefs in that playoff game and Bill Belichick put Patrick Mahomes to sleep for an entire first half.
Yeah.
Second half came out, and Patrick all of a sudden was like, I know that. I know that. Andy was talking about this. I remember when Alex told me about this stuff, and it was a whole new quarterback. That fourth quarter was 3 touchdowns, 1 rush, 2 passing. That duo together, if they can grow, look out NFC North.
Look, one is a fluke. 2 is interesting. 3 becomes, this is who you are. And if this is the third quarterback in 3 years that Kevin O'Connell got to play really, really good and make the playoffs, move over everybody else who's battling Andy Reid for number 2 on the all-time list of active coaches.
You know what J.J. might have that those other two didn't have?
Legs. Yeah, he looks fast.
Looks speedy, good, man.
Yeah,
at the right times, too. I like the paint, too, on his face and whatnot.
He's going to war. That's what he says.
He's going to war. I like it.
No, that was fun. Yeah, also name to watch for them, for the Vikings. Josh McCown, he's going to be an offensive coordinator after the season.
Okay.
He's been the quarterback's coach there for a few years.
Is that who that is? I was like, who's the blonde dude?
That's Josh McCown. They keep showing him. And, man,
right,
he just seems like he's active, bro.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
you're right.
I think he'll be next as an OC.
That's Cade's brother.
There we go.
Yeah.
Not the only young QB getting talked about. Hasn't played yet, but Jackson Dart could soon.
I think we start with the New York Giants and the fact that Brian Daboll, the head coach, declined to commit to Russell Wilson as his starting quarterback after the game, despite repeated chances to do so. The time to go to Jackson Dart, the Giants' rookie first-round draft pick, is coming. We don't know whether it's going to be this week, next month, but make no mistake about it, Jackson Dart's time as the starting quarterback of the Giants is coming.
You know what else is coming? Everybody's, you know, mortality, right? Like, we know his time is coming. When is his time coming? That is a word salad there by Adam Schefter. My one word that I'm going to use is confused. As a fan, I want to see the kid play. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the head coach, I'm not playing this kid, man. There's no reason to go out there and play him right now. You just speed up your clock if he goes out there and he doesn't play well. Mm-hmm. And then if you fire him and the offense, and then you're back to square zero with Jackson Dart. Confused.
My one word is Mahomes. We can see it. We know it's coming. You know what week three is, right?
Chiefs Giants.
Monday Night Football in the Meadowlands. Hey, kid.
I go out there. Yeah.
Here's how you can tell me if you've got it. You get the best in the game in your backyard, and you're going to have the entire city behind you because Russell Wilson is going to put them in a downward spiral once again this Sunday. And everybody will be like, if I see Russell Wilson, I'm out. But if I see Jackson Dart and it's Monday Night Football in MetLife against Patrick Mahomes, who could possibly go in there 0-2, you could really just add salt to the wound. Sign me up for that New York story.
How about another young QB in college? Well, he may need to get out of college. His coach is a little weird. Here's Steve Sarkisian on Arch Manning.
I don't understand this.
Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who?
Arch.
Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was.
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why he was? It looked like that.
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
What?
Loser. That's where I'm going with that one. That's just a loser. What is it with the coaches fighting the media in week one?
Yeah, dude. So defensive.
Steve Sarkisian, man. Lighten up.
I'm not ripping 15-yard slants in the bathroom, man.
Like, I mean, the guy looked like he was grimacing in pain. The reporter asked the question. Now the reporter's the bad guy, and this guy wants to take a picture of him taking a dump?
Who told you?
HG, 4K, everyone, the broadcast. Yeah. We're all talking about
Everybody's talking about it. He looks like he's in pain. It's a legit question.
Yes.
When people react that way, they've been busted.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what to do, so they spin it and try to make you the bad person or
gaslight
you the evil.
Yeah,
it's exactly what it is, right? Okay, and then coaches know if they do that, the majority of fans will favor the coach because nobody likes the media, and so they'll blame the media. Meanwhile, the coach is a douche.
I don't film you in the bathroom. I'm sorry, what?
What? And if you did, you know what? I'd have your salary. So come film me, Sark.
Yeah, that's just sour, I think is my one word.
Yeah.
Like, we saw the video. He throws it over the middle, and he's like,
yeah.
And maybe it's just that's his face. But we're also questioning his release.
Like, everything was sidearm.
It's been that way since week one. He looks like Uncle Rico. He threw four touchdowns in 5 minutes. I get it. But, I mean, he didn't play anybody.
No.
But, again, that's just sour.
Yeah, he didn't play anyone for the next, month. Their schedule is cake. It's crazy.
Stats.
Last one, George Kittle. He's going to miss over a month. Sorry to your fantasy team, Dustman. I was really excited about him. Hamstring injury. Brock Purdy. He's going to be questionable for this week. Left shoulder and a toe. One word on the Niners.
A mess. Mess. They lost all their good players. Mm-hmm. Now all their other good players have gotten hurt. Christian McCaffrey has no idea what is going on in his life right now from an injury standpoint. So mess. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a mess right now.
No doubt. Gruesome. A lot of bad spots, right? Ayuk, Jennings, McCaffrey, you never know when that thing's going to pop up. And then George Kittle, sidelined for multiple weeks. So.
And it's probably got to hurt to see Jordan Mason look as good as he did last night.
Well, go get Pearsall, baby, on your fantasy rosters if somebody has him. Doesn't have him already.
He's going to be the only target they got.
Right? That's right.
He didn't. Yeah, good game. Matt Rhule had something to say because it goes with the team winning 104-0 in a high school final. We'll explain why it's good and not bad to do so here on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you
you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Came in huffing and puffing, Daddy. Because right when you went out, right when we went to break, I was like, hurry.
Yeah.
You're like, shut up. I'm like, well.
And no, then I just made it out there,
I
man.
I went and went number one, and I was like, what was that?
Did Sarkeesian film you?
I hope not.
Oh.
I wasn't making any faces.
I hope not. But, I mean, if you were, Sarkeesian would have been there with a camera getting that thing on videotape so he could show it to everybody. No, but that rain came fast, man. Like, I got outside. And as soon as those tops went on, the rain came down, the lightning and thunders. Like, I couldn't have timed that any better. And then by the time we get out of here, the sun will be out. It'll dissipate. It'll be a beautiful afternoon. Right?
I don't know what your guys, like, how much you follow Big Cat from Barstool. So he was on Portnoy's Barstool podcast this morning. And the first quote he said is, "Us Bears fans, we're just lucky to be alive."
That's great.
Even though he's a Patriots fan.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was a rough one to, because they went from like, dude, I mean, Chicago was rocking last night. They were cheering. Started
10 for 10.
And then about the third quarter, booze. Yeah, I was like, yeah, damn, man.
And then they stopped selling booze.
Well, yeah.
And then the fourth quarter happened when they should have been selling booze.
Yeah, needed more booze.
Yeah, for that crowd last night. God, what a just disappointment for them. Just disappointment. Couldn't happen to a better group.
Yeah. I root for Chicago, I guess. Never been, but I need to go to Chicago.
Apparently, you do, yeah.
Apparently, I need to hit up the Viagra Triangle.
The Viagra Triangle would be perfect for you, yes. Just ask Vip. He'll take you right there.
I had no idea that existed. So there was a high school football final over the weekend where everyone will probably have an opinion on this, but the team won 104-0.
Yeah, El Dorado, Kansas, putting a beat down on, it was in El Dorado, I should say. Andale, Kansas.
Today, Junior.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Andale, but Andale recorded 417 yards of total offense, held El Dorado to 68 yards, and won 104-0. And, yeah. You know, we were debating this in our group text over the weekend, too. Like, is this the right thing to do and whatnot? And they had a running clock, so it wasn't like they kept stopping the clock and doing all things like that. I don't particularly have a problem with a game that gets out of hand like this. Sometimes it's a good learning experience, and if the clock was running the entire time and you were still giving up all of those points and they were taking out guys and using younger guys and you still couldn't stop them, that's a direct reflection on you. I think we've gotten to a point where, you know, we want everybody to, you know, have a great experience with everything that happens in life. But that doesn't work that way, right? I try to tell my kids that all the time. Like, they complain about a teacher or something, right? Not that they are, but if they ever did, I always say, look, you're going to deal with people that you don't like your entire life. I mean, and you have to find ways to deal with things. And that's kind of where I think we get lost at times anymore, is that we don't give our kids enough learning experience. People want to be mad at the coach for running up the score or anything like that. You shouldn't be mad at the coach. You should look at the other kids on that team and say, I hope you guys learned a lesson from this, man. Like, you've got to be prepared. You've got to be better, you know, prepared for the game and whatnot. And life isn't going to be easy. There are going to be ups and downs. How do they respond from 104-0 loss? I mean, how does that coach respond to his team? How does he respond to the parents and the school district after getting waxed 104-0 with a running clock? So I don't have a problem with that being the final score. I look more at the other team and I'm like, you have an opportunity now to take this awful defeat and turn it around and learn from it. And if we just stopped the game and said no more scoring and all that kind of stuff, I don't know that it would have the same impact. I'm hoping these kids that got beat 104-0, which is embarrassing, really look at that and go, I can learn from this. I can grow from this. That's a great learning experience.
Better hope nobody in their town won the lottery.
What would you do if you won the big Powerball jackpot?
I'll tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD, old Burn.
old Burn.
Old Burn.
I think we've all probably had our ass kicked in sports at some point playing.
Sure. Oh, yeah, man.
I remember a time back in, I don't know, it was like Little League basketball. My dad was our coach, and we always played our rival every year. It was my best friend and his dad, it seemed, in the championship game or to get there. And one game we were just getting our, you know, ass kicked. And it was like the first year you could full court press in Little League. And my dad in the fourth quarter went over to this other guy. His name was Doug. And he goes, "Hey, Doug, you know, maybe pull off the press a little bit. And you're winning like 56 to 31 with like 8 minutes left." And he goes,
"That's a huge lead at that."
And he just goes, "No, I don't think we will." And it was because he put his backups in to get them reps to practice a four-court press. Now, it wasn't as effective, but they were still doing it. They weren't backing the Wolves down because they were winning by a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then this topic was, you know, put in the rundown. I'm thinking to myself, like, did you guys see the Matt Rhule halftime speech?
I wanted to hate this, and I watched the entire thing,
sure.
Wanted more,
yeah.
And absolutely loved it, actually.
This is the audio of Matt Rhule, who, by the way, Nebraska was up 33-0
at halftime.
"I don't like them freaking moving the ball to you. They're dropping back at the end of the half. Like, we're on the sidelines. Me and John are saying, they'll take a knee here. They'll run the ball. They don't fear you. They don't respect you enough yet. And if that sounds like coach speak, then you have the wrong brain. They're dropping back against our starting defense. They're cutting our own line at the end of the half. All you young guys, just go back there and chill. So, I want my opportunity. Some of you guys will get an opportunity right now. I told you I don't care what the score is. I told you I care what the tape looks like. Did I trip when the ball was fumbled? No, I don't care what happens in the game. I want to see what the next play is. You have one half. Defense, you have one half. If they try to drop back and throw it, and that quarterback's not on the ground, I want new guys in there rushing. I want them hit. I want them never to say our name again."
I wanted to hate that, and I'm like, no, I actually like this because you're up 33-0 at halftime against like Alcorn State or whoever the hell they were playing, right? Like, it matters. And he's looking at this team and like, this is a great learning moment. You're up big like this, but you're not doing the right things. Like, if you were playing Ohio State, you would probably be losing at this point in time. If you were playing Michigan, you probably would be losing, which Biff Poggi is coaching the next two games for Michigan. It is the greatest thing ever. I can't wait for that. But they're
Biff
playing.
Cannon?
Yes, they're playing, you know, East Tonale State or whoever it is. And he's trying to send them a message like, you may think this is good right now and everybody's excited and cheering and thinking it's 1995. But if you were playing a real team, you'd be getting your ass kicked right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to let folks know that this may be a good enough effort today, but it's not going to be a good enough effort when we start playing better teams. And you need to get that fixed. You need to get that nipped in the bud. You can't give in sports anyway that kind of that false hope and let your team think they're doing great things when they're really not, because they're going to believe they're doing great things. So he's holding them accountable. I didn't have an issue with that at all. I was like, again, I wanted to hate it because I think he's kind of hokey and it's the Huskers and all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, I really like that, man. I thought that was a dead-on great halftime speech, man. I was excited about that.
Run through a wall.
Yeah.
To give reference to that, Nebraska was playing Akron. They would go on to win 68-0.
Yep. Good.
They would score 34 points in the second half, or 35 points in the second half.
That's college football. That's different than high school.
Is there a post-game speech? Honest to God, I would like to hear what he said to the guys after the game. Did they right the ship and do what he wanted them to do? So you can learn a lot from an ass kicking.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the ass kicking in high school as long as the starters should be taken out. You should get your other guys reps.
And that's what it is, too. People forget about that. That's a great point by you. No, I'm playing my second stringers. They get the opportunity to go out there and play.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Matt Rhule said. He goes, you want a chance? You're going to get a chance. Mm-hmm. If your brother, in the video continues, he's like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If your brother's brothers do their job, then you get in. So everybody go out there and fight. 68-0, 35 points in the second half, still pitch a shutout.
Right.
That's
nice.
Kegs, eggs, and football.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly
kegs and
right.
Eggs
yeah.
And football. Let's go.
Coming up on the next side, Bob's Bonehead of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.